听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody, this is justvocabulary.com. Today's two words,
obviate.
Obviate and
plum.
Plum with the silent B. Also, if you're looking for hosted Exchange or hosted SharePoint, we got a great sponsor, Sync My Mail. Use JV001 to waive the setup fee. And waive, it's a verb. It means refrain from applying or enforcing something. So use JV001 to get the setup fee waived. Let's get started with our first word.
Obviate.
The verb obviate.
Obviate.
The president wondered, is there any way to obviate this potential crisis?
Obviate.
Regular toothbrushing should obviate the need for frequent trips to the dentist.
Obviate.
A peaceful solution would obviate the need to use military force.
Obviate.
The verb obviate is spelled O-B-V-I-A-T-E. Obviate. What does it mean? To obviate means to prevent or overcome a problem by anticipating the problem in advance. It means to make something unnecessary. It's to remove a difficulty, especially so that action to deal with it becomes unnecessary. Okay, the history of the word obviate comes from the Latin obviare, which means to stand in the way of. Its meaning has evolved and it's now used in a more positive way. Think of creating a solution that stands in the way of a future problem. That way, it's to remove a difficulty. As in my example sentence, a peaceful solution would obviate the need to use military force. Here's another example sentence. Addressing any potential problems before they occur will obviate the need for later crisis management. Okay, some synonyms. Prevent, forestall, or avert. And two antonyms, cause or allow. Great stuff. Let's move on to our next word.
Plum.
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 The sailors plumbed the uncharted ocean floor near the islands to make sure it was deep enough for the sailboat to pass. I have to plumb the depths of my patience each time I hear Lisa's annoying voice.
Plum.
Mark, I'm so sorry. I plumb forgot to attend your bachelor's party.
Plum.
Plum is spelled P-L-U-M-B.
Plum.
What does it mean? Okay, the word plumb has a number of meanings. In my first example sentence, the sailors plumbed the uncharted ocean floor. Here it means that they measured the depth of the ocean. In my third example sentence, I said, I'm so sorry, Mark, but I plumb forgot to attend your bachelor's party. Here it means I completely forgot or totally forgot your bachelor's party. Another third possible meaning is to hang something vertically or to make something vertical. Example, when hanging a door, you need to make sure that it's both level and plumb, or it will not shut completely.
Plumb.
If something is out of plumb, that means it's not straight vertically. Example, the external wall is out of plumb by half a meter.
Plumb.
Although the word plumb can be used as a noun and an adjective, for purposes of the GRE and SAT exams, it's most important to remember the verb meaning of to measure the depth of something. To measure the depth of something can be used both figuratively and literally. You might plumb the depth of a pool or the ocean, but you may also plumb a decision in order to understand it more fully. To plumb the depth of something means that you experience the extremes of something. You're reaching the lowest point or you reach rock bottom. As in my example sentence, I have to plumb the depths of my patience each time I hear Lisa talk. Or Mark's wife left him in May, and during the following months, Mark plumbed the depths of despair. That means he experienced extreme sadness. Okay, and that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you are looking for a hosted Exchange or hosted SharePoint, go to syncmymail.com and use the promo code JV001 to waive the setup fee for both hosted Exchange and SharePoint. For now, have a great day and talk to you later. Bye-bye.